From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The high price of housing in the Treasure Valley continues to leave many families out of reach of an affordable place to live. Even finding an apartment to rent can be hard, let alone one that working families can actually afford. One Idaho nonprofit is working to build and preserve affordable housing in places like Nampa and Caldwell. The housing company just unveiled a new affordable apartment complex in Caldwell. And after reading about it in the Idaho Capital Sun, well, we wanted to know more about it. So we asked Aaron Anderson, the director of the housing company, to join us today. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So Aaron, tell us what the housing company is.
The housing company's mission is to preserve Idaho's existing affordable housing stock, facilitate development of new housing at below market cost to the residents, and provide quality management of these properties.
And my understanding is you just held your grand opening for the Sunset Landing Apartments in Caldwell. So how many apartments are available and who can rent them? And so let's start with those two questions.
Sure. It looks like we have about 7 units in the 76-unit development remaining available. As of our latest update, those 7 units do come with income restrictions because this is an affordable housing development, which means you need to earn at or below 60% of the county median income. So for example, for a 4-person household, that would be $53,460. For a 2-person household, that's $42,780 as a couple examples. And it's a sliding scale based on your household size. So we're still taking applications for the remaining units. Our development at Sunset Landing is full of modern amenities at an affordable price, which is really what our mission is. You won't be able to tell a difference between these affordable living units and any market rate units. We offer washer dryer hookup, kitchen equipped with range refrigerator, garbage disposal, microwave and dishwasher, central heat and air conditioner. We have a community room with on-site property management available at the location. We have a mixture of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units, and it's really meant to serve families and individuals alike. A really broad swath of the community, if you will.
And the housing company partners with other groups in the community on these projects. So who have you worked with so far?
So the Sunset Landing development in particular, we really kind of took that one on alone for the most part, other than our financing partners, which it really takes, since we're offering the rents below market, it takes special financing tools to make that happen. And our partners in that would include the Idaho Housing and Finance Association, who provided the tax credits and also some bond financing. And we have a small amount of federal funds that we also applied for with this development to make it happen. And then we also have a private investor. Enterprise Community Partners is a national syndicator for affordable housing tax credits. And they invested a significant amount of money into this project to help us keep the rents affordable.
And Aaron, how bad is the housing problem in Canyon County, would you say?
So we have been told that the research is showing a need for about 1,200 units in Canyon County. And I think in the last couple of years, there have been only maybe 300 developed at most. And so there's still really a substantial need. There are over 5,000 households that are income qualified for this house type of housing in Canyon County. And the local housing authorities have long wait lists for people looking for affordable housing, somewhere between 1 to 3 years. The vacancy is less than 1% in affordable housing. As you know, the growth is significant. We're seeing about 5% annual growth.
So I know that you built another affordable apartment complex last year in Nampa. So you've got one in Nampa, you now have one in Caldwell. What was the idea behind focusing on Canyon County?
Well, primarily it was the statistics I just mentioned, the really mm-hmm. severe need in those locations. And frankly, we've been looking throughout the Treasure Valley for opportunities. Some of it is just, it just happened to be that two of them are in Canyon County. We know the need is huge. We would love to do a project in Boise as well. We just haven't had the fortune of getting that to work so far. But it really came down to the need and the opportunity that we were able to secure the land, which in itself is challenging for an affordable housing developer. With the prices of land these days, it's not an easy thing. And so that's why we've been looking everywhere. The need is everywhere. We currently actually have a project just about to start construction in Meridian that's also affordable housing. So we're certainly involved outside of Canyon County as well. And so that'll be a really exciting project in Ada County. And then we also have one in Twin Falls that we're working on starting construction on this fall.
So it seems to me, I mean, here, yes, you've started in Canyon County, but you're going to be, building something in Ada County and then down in Twin Falls County. So I think, Aaron, this kind of shows that this housing crisis, right, is not something just that people are only seeing in Boise. It used to be, well, if you can't afford housing in Boise, you can go to Canyon County and find something. That's just not necessarily the case anymore.
That's correct. Yeah, that's an accurate assessment. It's really spread to, truly most people that you talk to now will know somebody affected by a housing affordability issue, where they're either doubled up or paying too much for their rent. And there are very few communities that actually have a pairing between their housing needs and the affordability and what's actually available supply-wise. We work in rural communities and larger cities alike. Our properties that we own have been developed over the last 30 years and are spread throughout the state. So we have pretty even distribution all over the state. And so I've seen all types of markets in Idaho, and just about every one of them has grown.
Yeah. And Aaron, when you look at these housing projects and the people that you are serving, and yes, as we mentioned, you do have to qualify for, affordable housing, right? So you have to make a certain type of income. With that said, though, I would make the assumption, and please correct me if I am wrong, that these are folks who are working. They have jobs. They are trying their best to pay their bills. The issue is they cannot afford the high prices of rent.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. And that is a common misunderstanding when we talk about affordable housing. It does not necessarily mean that the rent is adjustable to your income. Rather, the rent is set affordably when you move in, and you are responsible for that rent throughout your term of your lease. And so if your income changes, you're still responsible for that rent. And so it is absolutely the case that for the most part, these are working families and individuals.
And are you using tax credits to help keep these rent prices low?
Yeah, the beauty of the Affordable Housing Tax Credit program is that it allows for very long-term affordability, up to 40 years of affordability on these properties. And from the housing company's standpoint, since we're a nonprofit mission-based organization, we really look at it as a forever proposition. I mentioned earlier, our mission is to maintain affordability. And so we really have no intent of ever really selling properties or flipping them over to market rate. And that's some of the benefit of working with a nonprofit like the housing company with the mission that we're serving. There's a bubble that's about to happen nationwide where a lot of tax credit properties are actually coming out of their 30 to 40 year affordability, because the program was initially established in the 80s. And so there's actually a whole bunch of properties nationwide that are at risk of losing their affordability. And this is a huge issue. And so by having a property that is owned and managed by a nonprofit with the mission of keeping it affordable, we're really trying to make a difference as much as we can in that regard to keep those units affordable.
Well, it's just so necessary what you are doing. I want to thank you so much for coming on the program today and talking to us more about these projects as well as the nonprofit. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.